Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
A great thing about graphic novels is that they can teach without feeling like they're teaching. They can make you interested in things you otherwise weren't interested in. I am Coco, the life of Coco Chanel. Please put me to sleep, is what I would have thought, but then I say, make me interested in a graphic novel about Coco Chanel. And I am Coco says, hold my wine glass, because its approach to her life is very soft. The art in the graphic novel is very muted. And her presentation, Isabel Penn, the author, her presentation is very soft, is the best way to describe it, because it's very succinct. It shows a different chapter, a different portion of Chanel's life, piece by piece by piece. And it makes you realize that she was more of an entrepreneur than she was a fashion snob. Because if you're not really fashion inclined, like me and some other people, you don't care about Coco Chanel. It's overpriced garbage that you would rather buy comic books for than to spill out some umpteen hundred bucks for something. But Coco Chanel was an entrepreneur. She wanted a handbag with a longer strap. So she made it. Coco Chanel number 5 or Chanel number 5? That shows you how much I know and care about her. Chanel number 5, but everybody knows that. It's that perfume with that funky-shaped bottle. She made that. That was her idea. She was in the south of France, and she said, I want something that smells kind of like this. It humanizes a person and a brand that otherwise people wouldn't care about. Like, I wouldn't care about her. Her legacy, her company, nothing. And I think part of that is because of the way it's perceived in modern-day times with that guy with the funky gloves and looks more like a Bond villain than a CEO. But I Am Coco humanizes her legacy and makes you realize that she was a smart, go-getter, take-no-prisoners businesswoman back in the day. Beautiful graphic novel, too. It's going to make you interested enough to maybe read more about her or to branch out your graphic novel subjects. It's quite fascinating. I Am Coco, The Life of Coco Chanel. It's from Isabel Penn.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.